Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You encounter someone going through something, give them hope. You know, in the book of Jude, it says, on some, have compassion, making a difference. My wife was in the store, Walmart, and a lady came up to her, was telling her all types of stuff. And then a lady was just crying on her shoulder. And you know what my wife did? Gave her hope and prayed with her. Did she not follow the scripture? This woman was in tribulation. She's meeting a stranger in Walmart and is going to start spilling her guts to her. The lady was going through a lot of stuff, my wife told her. But my wife said, I gave her encouragement. Told her about Jesus Christ and then prayed with her. I'm telling you tonight that whatever you are going through, know that you must have hope. And you must continually instant in prayer. Prayer connects us to Him. If you are not praying to God, you don't have a relationship with Him. Think about it. I mean, I talk to Him so much. He's probably sick of me, but I'm talking to Him all the time. But I talk to Him like I'm talking to you. I say, Lord, help me, especially driving here in Charlotte or going to Walmart. I say, Lord, give me strength here. But at any moment, in the instant, in the twinkling of an eye, we need to pray and ask the Lord to strengthen us, to get us through. Now, all of our hope rests on God's promises. Therefore, you need to know God's promises by getting into His Word. When you get into God's Word, that Word sinks into your heart. And the Bible said that I may not sin against Him. Do you know God's Word? Think about it. Because you cannot rejoice in hope if you don't know. So, that's basically it. Have faith in Him, not the temporary. Put your faith in the Alpha and Omega. He knows the begin before the end. Isn't that awesome? So I want you to be encouraged tonight. It was a short message, but the message was titled Hope, Tribulation, and Prayer. And in the middle of all of that tribulation, it is surrounded by the hope of God and praying to God. So please make this your memory verse. Spread the word. Spread hope. So let's go over this scripture one more time. Let's read it together. And then we'll close out. Romans 12:12. Are you ready? Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Wow! Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that. Wow! So anybody got any questions before we close out? No questions? Well, if not, let's stand and we'll close out. I told you it'll be short tonight. But please make this a memory verse. I mean, you're going to love it. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we just thank you for the word that has went forth tonight. Lord God, as it talked about rejoicing in hope and being patient in tribulation and continuing instant in prayer. Lord God, our prayer is tonight that, Lord God, that we can take this message to a lost and dying world and let them know that their hope should be in Jesus Christ. And no matter what they're going through, they're only a prayer away to being saved. So Lord God, we just thank you for all those that came out tonight. Lord God, we just thank you for their faithfulness. And Lord God, we just pray for all the activities that's coming forth this weekend that you bless as only you know how. And we'll just thank you as we depart from this place. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministertruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.